Hello, it's Cliff.
Oh, hi, Cliff. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Double Angel Tree Surgery on that first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And I'm sure that you've used Google in your life, but have you done the search recently for tree services in your area by any chance?
Yeah, I was just kind of looking into it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Well, you know when you did that search, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page?
Yep.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the local companies that service within that area. And that, so that's where we would be listing you. And the reason you're getting this call now, today, is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that other position there. And if we were to program Double Angel in to appear there, they stop all of these calls to the area today, and they block out that space for you, so that way you'll always be there. You know, every time that search is performed, you'll be there to catch them. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yeah, it does. So right now, I'm not ready to go that big. Because, I've already got a lot of work, and I just do this on the weekends. I have a full-time job that I work, I work 6 days a week, but I work 4 days for the company I work for and then 2 days for myself.
Okay. I don't want to mislead you. It's not like we flip a switch and a million calls come pouring in. If we could get you up there just in your neighborhood there and in front of people who are actively searching, I'm sure you see some value in that, being that they have that area open today.
And how much does that generally run?
I can pull that up for you. So the good news is you're part-time. So we work with a lot of companies that are part-time, so they have special rates. Are you servicing mainly just the local area, or how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Because I have a lot of repeat customers, and I've just been going off of word of mouth for a long time.
Okay.
And I just set up that Yelp account, a couple weeks ago.
Yelp? Oh, Yelp. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So when I type your business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places you've been listed online. I see Yelp, Angie's List, and it looks like that's about it. So
and the Angie's List, I haven't even finished setting up my profile on that one yet.
Okay. Can I ask, when you signed up for the Yelp just a couple of weeks ago in the Angie's, what were you hoping to achieve? Was it like a specific type of work or a specific area or just a little bit more volume here and there?
Well, a little bit more volume here and there. Just a little bit, but not I don't want to go crazy because, like, I just got a big contract for, like, the city of Roundup, which is about, 40 miles away from me.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's good news, right?
Yeah, and it was before I knew I was getting that contract. And so I was like, well, I'm going to see if I could fill up some of my winter time. And now it looks like it's pretty full.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, being that they have that area open for programming today, it's not a bad idea to at least claim your spot there. And then while we were talking, I was messaging John. He's my director for the area. He's coming over to apply that rate reduction for me, the part-time rate. We'll get to that pricing right now. And so being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, it's not a bad idea to list yourself there as one of those local options.
And you guys would create a website?
Oh, good question. Let me ask John. Hang on here. about the website.
Thank you for holding.